We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Bosar B'cholov, Halacha Hey, in middle of paragraph Chaf Zayin, the subparagraph that begins with the word Nimtza, on page 223 in our Likutei Halachos, the left-hand column, the middle of the page. Nimtza she'ikar ha'tikun v'ha'tshuva shel kol echod she'mechuyev lekabel toichocho me'atzadiko emes, Kedei loshuv el ha-toiro v'atfilo, ikar tikunoi al yidei ho'azis tikdusha. Rav Nosenthal says, based on what we've been learning, and based on chapter 30 in Likutei Moran, we see that the main tikun and tshuva of each and every single Jew who has to receive toichocha, reprimand, from the true tzaddik, in order to be zeicha, to do real tshuva, and to return to Torah and tfilo, Iker tikunoi al yedei ho'azis tikdusha. The main tikun depends on the azis tikdusha of the person. That the person is tough, strong, in a positive way. Shaydeze iker tikun ha-toira v'ha-tfila. That's one of the main things that helps a person's toira and tfila. For example, we have the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, V'loi ha-baishin lomeid. That if you're shy, you won't be able to learn. You have to have azas tikdusha to ask questions and to bother the Rebbe and to bother your chavrusin to keep trying. And if you don't get it the first time, to try again, it requires an azas. And when it comes to tefillah, we've mentioned many times that even though a person realizes that he's totally unworthy and undeserving, still he's got to go to Hashem and plead and beg. And it's about this, about the person's Torah and Tefillah, that the true tzaddik reprimands the person. And through the fact that the person accepts the reprimand of the true tzaddik, he takes it the right way, and he does tshuva, and he strengthens himself, he fortifies himself with azas tikdusha, not to be ashamed of the people who insult him or embarrass him for being close to the tzaddik or wanting to be close to the tzaddik. Kimavur b'hascholas ha-shulchan aruch orachayim, as is explained in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch Orachayim, u'kamo shehischil ha-tur ha-kodosh b'tchilas orachayim, and as the tur, the son of the Rosh, begins in the beginning of Orachayim, he quotes the Mishnah, Yehuda ben Tema Oimer hevi az kanomer, that this is the opening line of the entire Shulchan Aruch, meaning this is the introduction. This is the first thing a person has to know when they want to come close to Hashem and come close to Tzadikim. Ki ikar hascholas hayahadus hu al yedei azas tikdusha. Because the beginning of Yiddishkeit depends on azas tikdusha. Befrat badoiroi suboitim halolu, especially in today's generations and in today's times. Ukamashadorsh Rabbi Senazal, as our rabbis tell us in the Gemara, Mipne ma nitno toiro li Yisrael, Mipne sheinazin. Why was the Torah given to the Jewish people? Because the Jews have azus, they are brazen. And that can be understood two different ways. That because we have azus, we're the ones who need the Torah the most to calm us down and to make us into normal human beings. Because Jews, by nature, have this chutzpah. That's in one hand. And the other hand is because we have that it's because of this quality of azus, that we were the ones who are willing to come forth and say, Hashem, where do we sign? Even before we know, before I know what it says, show me where to sign, that nasev and ishma, that kind of azus tikdusha, it's because of that we were privileged to receive the Torah. And it's through azas tikdusha that a Jew will be zoicha to Torah and tefillah. Nimtza, kishemekabel toichocha zois, aideze nizgale chesed anal. So therefore, when a person is zoicha to receive the reprimand from the true tzaddik and to accept it the right way, to use it to inspire him, to motivate him, to be good, to get better, the chesed is revealed, as we learned earlier. Which enables us to slice away the malchus from the hands of the sitra achra, the malchus that's symbolized by the letter dalid, v'zoichin la'asogas elokus kanal. And we're zoicha to plug the malchus into the chochma ilah, we're zoicha to hasogas elokus, to a high-level understanding of Hashem. Nimtza, she'ikar hatikun shel ha'seichel anal, she'yizke la'asogas elokus, afilu ha'koton v'anomuch v'ashofel moed, hurak al yidei azas tikdusha. So therefore, we conclude that the main tikkun of seichel, which means in order for a Jew to get to hasoga selukus, even the smallest person and the lowest person is only through azas tikdusha. V'ze bechinas shni toilas, shehu mekasher u'mechaber ho'erez im ho'ezoiv. With this, we could understand the need for that red thread that unites the erez, the wood from the cedar tree, with the ezoiv, with that very low plant. Shehem bechinas hischabrus viskashrus hasechel elyon im hasechel atachtoin, which symbolizes the connection between the chochmol ilo, chochmat hatoa, the higher level sechel and the lower level sechel. Shaydeze machnisen hasogas elokus gam bahanamuchem b'yoser kanal, which is what enables the truth tzaddik to introduce hasogas elokus even to the smallest, lowest level people. Kishni toilas zebechinas azas tikdusho shel am kodesh Yisrael haksherim vatmimim. Shehim ktanim v'nivzim b'neim oid b'bchinas toilas mamish, because this red thread, which in Hebrew is called shni toilas, Rav Nosson Zal says, it represents the religious Jews who are very small and they're ashamed of themselves. B'bchinas toilas mamish, they consider themselves like a worm. Like Dovra Melech said in Tehillim, Vonoichi toilas velo yish. Bibchinas vonoichi toilas velo yish. V'afal pikein, and despite the fact that we're so small and we realize that we're so small, despite that, heim azim v'chazokim bedaitom mo'oid mo'oid keneged hamisnagdim v'aleitzonim v'amaligim. The Jews are very tough and strong in their minds to stand up against any opposition, any people who would make fun and mock their coming close to Hashem or their coming close to the tzaddik. Ki Hashem yizborach v'hatzadik emes mechazkim oysom mo'oid ba'azis tikdusha. Because both Hashem and the true tzaddikim encourage the Jews to have this azis tikdusha. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, al tiri toilas Yaakov mesei Yisrael. Don't be afraid, you worm Yaakov Avinu, the small numbers of the Jews. Hine samtich lemoireg chorutz chodosh bal pifiois todu shorim v'todoy. I have made you into something powerful that has the ability to thresh mountains and to do all kinds of powerful things. This is an example of the encouragement that both Hashem and the Tzadikim give the Jews, to, that although we realize how low we are and how poor we are in mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and everything, still to be very strong in our desire to come close to Hashem and in our ability to stand up to any opposition. New paragraph. Ki ikar hischaskusenu ato bagolus hamar hazem mikol atzdodim hu bebechinas toilas. Because the main thing that gives us the ability to stand up and to withstand all the opposition and all the difficulties that we're experiencing in this bitter golus from all sides is this aspect of toilas. K'moshom Rabbi Senzal, as it says in the Medrash Shochar Toiv, Kapitel Chav Beis, Ma toilas ein koicho yela bepeh, kach Yisroel ein koicho mela bepeh. Just like a worm, its whole existence is based on its mouth. That's the only place where it takes anything in from. So too, we, the Jewish people, our whole existence, our whole power is our mouths. Valze ikar smichosenu v'tikvoisenu v'tachaltenu. And this is what we lean on. This is our hope. This is what we depend on. V'ze b'chinas shni toilas. This is the concept of this red thread. B'chinas hadibur peh shehu ikar ha'hischaskus v'ho'azus shel Yisroel aksherim. This refers to the ability to speak, which is the main strength and the main support of the religious Jews. Bechinas kechut hashoni sifsoi sayich. As the pasuk says in Shir Shirim, your lips are like the red thread. Ki ikaro ho azus hu ba'dibur. Because the main azus of a Jew is in his speech. Shetzrichen leida eich lohoshiv ba'azus digdusha lohapikursim v'hamisnagdim v'acholkem v'leitzonim. Whereby a Jew has to know, has to learn and know how to respond with azus digdusha to the apikursim, to the misnagdim, to the opposition, to those people who mock kedusha. Bibchinas, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, v'da mashetoshiv. Know how to respond to the apikoros. V'levli lehizbatel beliboy. And not to feel small in our hearts, that in our hearts we should feel subservient in any way or less than these people who mock us, who mock the kedusha, who mock the people who want to come close to the tzaddik. V'levli lehizbayish negdom klal. And not to be ashamed or embarrassed from them. And to the degree that a person has this azus of kedusha, to that degree the person will be zoicha to Torah and tefila, shekulam tluyim bedibur peh, which are all dependent on dibur. Ki ikar haTorah hu bapeh, because the main learning of Torah is done only through the mouth. Kamoi shekosov, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, Kapitel Dalid, Ki chayim heim lemoitzeim. The Torah gives life to those who give it forth, and the Gemara darshins lemoitzeihem bapeh, to those who give it forth with their mouth. You don't learn Torah with your eyes, you have to read the words, you have to mouth the words. Kamoi shomrab, exactly. V'chein hatfila hu bapeh daika. And tfila also must be with the mouth. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, Hashem sefosai tiftoch. Hashem, open my lips. Vishom bahadibur ikro hu azus digdusha. And it's in the words that a person speaks. That's where we see the display. That's where the person displays his azus of kedusha. Bibchinas, as it says in Ashrei, Ve'ezuz noiroisecho yoimeru. Yoimeru means to speak, and in our speech, the ezuz, the azus digdusha comes out. Ve'ezuz noiroisecho. Uchsiv ugvuras choyidaberu. Another pasuk, connecting dibur with gvura, with oiz, with strength. Ve'ze bechinas shni toilas. This is that concept of that red thread. Bechinas kechut hashoni sifsoi sayich, which represents the lips, the koyach hadibur. Ve'ze bechinas loisiro leveso misholeg, kichol beso lovush shonim. Rav Nosson Zal quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, a pasuk in Eishes Chayil that we recite on Friday night, where it says she's not afraid of snow because her entire house is clothed in shonim, in red. Shenevar b'sheva haTorah. That pasuk is written. Eishes Chayil speaks about the praises of the Torah. Umechaneshom kol shevach haTorah bebechinas levushim, and in that chapter of Mishlei, it represents the Torah as in the terms of clothing. Kamoshikosu shom lahalon, as it says after this pasuk, marvadim osesolo sheish va'argomon levusha. You know, different psukim that talk about the different colors of thread that are in the garments. Vaydeze noida basheorim balo. And through that, her husband, the king, Hashem, is known. Sodin osiso vatimkor vachagornos novaknani oiz vahodor levusha. All of these psukim are describing clothing. Nimtzo shechut hashoni shubchinas levushim. So therefore, the red thread, which is also a concept of garments, Ki mehem oisem levushim, because from thread is what we make clothing. Heim bechinas azus digdusha shel haTorah. That represents the azus digdusha of the Torah. Bebechinas oiz vehodar levusha. As it says, she is clothed in oiz, in azus. Vaideze zoichen la soga selukus kanal. And as we learned earlier, this azus is a prerequisite for a person to be zoichet ha-soga selukus. Ki ikra soga selukus vayidei bechinas levushim. The main Hasogas Elokus requires garments. It requires tzimtzum, as we learned earlier. And tzimtzum, another word for tzimtzum is levushim, garments. In other words, where the light has to be covered because you can't look at it too openly. Kize ikar ha'umnus v'ha'chochmo ha'amuko shel ha'tzadik ha'emes ha'godol ma'oid. Because this is the main craftsmanship and the main deep wisdom of the true tzaddik, sheyodea lahalbish es chochmosoy hagavoya bekama vekama levushim. He knows how to take his very, very high level chochma and to dress it in different garments, ad sheyochoy lohirido lachnisa banamuchamoid, until he has the ability to bring it down and to bring it into those people who are on the lowest level. In the forms of stories, for example, that's an example, or bichlal. Ad shegam heim yizku la'asoga silikus, to the point where even those people on a very low level are zeicha to an understanding of Hashem. Sheze bechinas noida basheorim balo, hanemar shom b'sheva hakodesh anal. That's these words, noida basheorim balo, which is written in Eishes Chayil over there. Shehu bechinas hasoga silikus. That pasuk represents the concept of understanding of Hashem. She'al zeh nemar, it's about understanding of Hashem, that the pasuk says, noida basheorim ba'alo. Her master is understood, is known, basheorim, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, kol chad kefomande mesha'er balibe. The word she'orim is mesha'er. Each and every person, according to the degree that person has the ability to understand Hashem in their heart, that's how they connect to Hashem. According to the level that they're on, that they can perceive Hashem. Kama shekosu b'Zohar HaKadosh, as it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Parshas Vayera, Daf Kuf Gimel, Shehu b'chinas hasogas elokus. That pasuk is referring to understanding Hashem, She'yefsher ledaber bozeh klal, which is something that we can't put into words at all. We can't talk about it. Rak hu lekol echod kefumanda meshar balibe. But rather, it's according to each and every person, according to how he appraises Hashem in his heart. According to his perception of his heart that he feels, a person can't really communicate that to somebody else. She'zoyche lozeh al yedei atzadik ho'emes. Each and every one of us is zoicha to have this understanding of Hashem, this perception of Hashem through the tzaddik ho'emes, kishe zoicha lehiskare velov. When a person is zoicha to come close to the true tzaddik. Ve'ikar ha'hiskarvus al yidei azas tigdusha kanal. And we said the main ingredient that's needed to help a person come close to the true tzaddik is azas tigdusha. Ve'zeh shohoy lechem avarsham. That's why right after that pasuk it says, Oiz v'hodar levusha, that this requires azus. To the degree that a person has azus, he comes close to the tzaddik, and the tzaddik is the one who is able to take hasoga selakus, the very high level understanding of Hashem, and clothe it, and cover it, and shrink it to a level that the person can relate to it. And this is why right after that pasuk, oiz v'hodo levusha, the next pasuk is piho poscho b'chochmo v'soiras chesed aleshoina. Shezehu nemar al hizgalus ha'chesed mitoich ha'toichocho anal. That pasuk, speaking about toiras chesed, is referring to the toichocho of the true tzaddik that we mentioned is a concept of chesed. Whereby according to the azus that the tzaddik sees in each and every person, that's what directs the tzaddik to know how to be moichiach that person properly. The tzaddik examines the person's Torah, the person's tefillah, which is the display of azus of the person, and through that the tzaddik is to be able to see what's missing, what the person has too much of, and how to reprimand the person. V'al zeh nismach lo'oiz v'hodar levusha. That's why this pasuk, pia poscha b'chochma, v'soiras chesed aleshoina, speaking about the tzaddik who opens his mouth with chochma and has this ability to reprimand a person with the greatest degree of love and chesed, that's dependent on the oiz v'hodar, the azus of the person. Ki ikra ha'toychocha al azus digdusha. Shebozeh tolui kol ha'toyra v'hatfila, שעידי זה זויכן לחסד הנאו, בחינת לתורס חסד על השוינו, שעידי זה זויכן לשכל הנאו, שעידי זה בואים לעסוק הסלקוס, אפילו אנו מוכם מועיד. Because the main תויכוכו of the tzaddik is based on the azas דקדושה, which is what the Torah and Tefillah the person is dependent on, through which, and when the person receives the toichocha of the tzaddik, there's zeichet to chesed, through which there's zeichet to seichel, through which the person is zeichet to get to hasoga salakus, even if we're talking about a low-level person. V'alkein, shni toilas, b'chinas azes digdusha, mechaber o mekasher ho'erez im ha'ezoiv. And that's why we said it's that red thread which represents the Azas Tikdusha that connects the upper Seichel and the lower Seichel, through which we're Zeicha to be able to take Hasoga Selekus and bring it into people on the lowest level. V'chol ze mashlichen letoich sreifas hapor aduma. And the Kohen would take all three of these things, the cedar wood, the red thread, and the Ezoiv, and throw it into the burning ashes of the Poraduma, which we burn with fire, shehu bechinas labaseish, which is like that labaseish that we discussed much earlier in the halacha by the burning thorn bush, shehu bechinas tzimtzum hakodoy shel asechlanal, which represents a tzimtzum, a tremendous constriction of the sechel, as Rabbein Azal discusses in the beginning of chapter 30 of Likutei Moran. We had said that Eish is a concept of Din, fire is a concept of Din, which is Tzimtzum, and that's why Hashem revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu in the burning thorn bush. That Eish represented a Tzimtzum, a constriction. And on Har Sinai also, when Hashem gave the Aseret HaDibros, it says the whole mountain was on fire, meaning that Hashem had to provide these tzimtzumim, these levushim, in order to be able to receive the light in a beneficial way.